Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast, of course, is just about the grace of Minister Vanessa Webb. Her topic will be Shelter During Chaos, coming out of Psalms 55 and 22 and 1 Peter 5 and 7. We're excited about the word of God that will come forth today. Before we turn you over to Minister Van, we do have a couple of quick announcements for you. Amen. His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declare the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends is Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life of Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Rita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body at One, with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thomas is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Esther Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call. The number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. Please go and visit our website at onechristianspeak.com. You can find a little bit more about our different hosts, broadcasts, and different things that we got going on. Also, if you have a desire to sow a seed in the ministry, you can do so by going to onechristianspeak.com and clicking on the Donate Now button. Now, let's about please share this the audio with someone today. We're about to get started with His Abounding Grace of Minister Vanessa Webb. Her topic again is Shelter During Chaos. Minister Van.
God bless you, Reverend Ray. God bless you. I want to first of all give honor to you, Reverend Ray, the founder of When Christians Speak, Blog Talk Radio, the founder, I believe, in 2009. Is that correct, Reverend?
2013.
Wow, okay, in 2013. So I want to just give honor to him because this is a ministry in, of a voice crying out in the wilderness, and he's been such a blessing to so many people. I just want to thank God for having another opportunity to just encourage someone. We're going to go to God in prayer. I'm really thinking, I really want to pray for the Floyd family and for all others who are grieving during this process, during this time. So if you'll join me in prayer, we're going to do that right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of everything that's going on, Father, we know, God, that you are still God and you are still in control, Father. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for your protection, Lord God, in the midst of this storm, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just keeping us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, God, that without you, Lord God, we could do nothing. With you, Father, all things are possible. Lord God, we want to just pray continuously for the George Floyd's family right now, Lord, that they're grieving, Lord God. They're suffering right now, Father. And, Lord God, there's so many that are suffering along with them, Lord God. Lord, we ask right now, Lord God, that you wrap your arms around this family right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now, Lord God, that you give the comfort as only you can comfort, Lord God. Man may try, but man cannot give that comfort like you, Lord. And we, Lord, we ask right now, Lord God, that this be an opportunity that would draw others closer to you as never before, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Father, you are the comforter of all comfort. Comfort us, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, that you also, Lord, all other grieving families, Lord God, that have lost loved ones, Lord, either due to the pandemic or through some type of tragedy, Father, we ask you, Father, just to be with them, Lord God. Let them know, Father, that they're not alone. Let them know, Lord God, that you know all things, Father. Give them that comfort, Lord God. Let them lean unto you, Lord God, and not into their own understanding. Lord, we just thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we want to be so careful, Lord God, to remember you in all things, Lord God, in all times, Lord God, in the good times, in the bad times, Lord God. We need to give you praise, Father. We thank you, Father. We don't thank you for the bad times, but we thank you in the midst of the bad times, that we know you are still in control and that we can still have joy because of you, Father. Now, Lord God, we thank you for this ministry, When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio. Lord God, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to reach your people, Father, and that somebody might hear your word, Lord, be convicted, Lord God, or be encouraged, Father, or just to accept salvation tonight, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God. We know, Lord God, your word said when your word goes out, it would never return unto you void. That is, it would go out and accomplish that which you have purposed for it to accomplish. So we are thankful for that right now, and we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, because you and you alone, God, are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right. Again, I just want to spend a few minutes just to encourage you. Shelter during chaos. We've got several scriptures we're going to be talking about, but the two main ones coming out of Psalms, the 55th chapter and the 22nd verse, which reads, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer thy righteous to be moved." And 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares upon him, for he," talking about God, "cares for you." You know, I know that the storm is brewing. There's a storm brewing right now, and there are riots everywhere. Even in the midst of coronavirus pandemic, there's a lot of stuff going on. There are rallies, there are protests, but then there are riots as well. There's crimes against humanity. There's chaos in the land. We see what's happening all over the world today. Everywhere you turn, there's trouble. Bad news, police shootings, fighting, people suffering from the virus, people dying from the virus, families unable to see their loved ones in the hospital, major life events being canceled, confusion and chaos in this entire land. Lord, help us. We need healing in this evil land. Chaos may be in the world, but I come to encourage you this evening that it does not need to be in you. The Word of God lets us know that greater is he that's in you than he who is in the world. So in a world so full of chaos, confusion, devastation, turmoil, bitterness, and strife, I got some good news I want to share with you today. God is still God. In a world so full of sin, we who are in him have to, for once and for all, rest in him. So with all the bad news being reported in the news today, I am here to bring you some good news. I am here to bring you some good news. Be encouraged that even in the midst of all this stuff, God is still God. God is still on the throne. I know you may be thinking, when is all of this going to end? All this suffering, when is it going to end? All this turmoil, when is it going to end? All this confusion, all of this division. Well, the Bible's answer is simple. It's this. The Bible says in Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," Lord help us, "then would I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and would heal the land." This is a promise, you see, to all God's people. This is a call for all of those who are called by his name. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you humbling yourself? Are you putting aside pride? Are you setting aside, who's ever right or wrong? Are you humbling yourself? Are you praying? Are you thanking God for his grace and for his mercy? Are you thanking God for keeping you? Are you thanking God for salvation? Are you thanking God for what he's already done? Are you praying? Are you asking God for wisdom? James 1 tells us to ask God for wisdom, and he would give it to us. He would not withhold it from us. Are you asking God for guidance? Are you asking God for protection? Are you seeking his face? Are you seeking wisdom and guidance from him? Are you spending time in his presence? Are you turning from your wicked ways? Turning from all those old bad habits? Do you have a desire? Do you have a heart's desire to only do those things that pleases God? Are you putting aside all bitterness, all wrath, all malice? Have you forgiven those who need forgiving? Are you seeking his faith? Are you renewing your mind daily? Are you thinking on all those things that are from above? Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and repent, turn from the wicked ways. Then, says the Lord, will I hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sins, and I will heal their land." That's 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. You see, my friend, in chaotic times such as these, we need to know we have an anchor. We must do as Psalms 55:22 tells us, and cast our burdens on the Lord, for he will sustain us. And this is what Jesus told us to do. In chaotic times such as these, we have an anchor. We must remember that there is shelter in Jesus' arms. For 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you." Do you believe that? Yes, casting all your cares upon Jesus is a must. This is a sure assurance that your mind will be sheltered from the storm. You see, if we are to be strong in the Lord, we must seek a shield of protection, even in the midst of life's tragedies, even in the midst of everything that's going on. We must seek this shelter to protect us against life's horrors, even in the midst of life's disappointments, even in the midst of life's heartaches and pains. With God's help, I want to encourage you that you can make it. You can survive. Yes, these are chaotic times, but I want to encourage you to cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. Yes, these are chaotic times, but be encouraged. There is salvation and strength in the midst of life's storms. Psalms 37:39 says, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble." So, yes, these are chaotic times, but I want to encourage you, Jesus, who is the peacemaker, gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. For Jesus himself spoke in John 16th chapter and the 33rd verse when he said, "These things," and I want you to get this, "these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." Jesus tells us, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, Jesus says, "for I have overcome the world." In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes, these are chaotic times, but be encouraged, for there is rest and restoration in Jesus, even in the midst of everything that's going on right now. Matthew's 11th chapter and 28th verse says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's Jesus speaking there. Jesus wants us to come to him, and he wants us to know that he's the one that's going to give us that rest. He's the one that's going to give us that protection. He's the one. He is the one, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the one. A word of encouragement for somebody today. There is survival. There is endurance. There is victory while you are yet in this storm. 1 John 4:4, the word of God says, "Ye are of God, little children." But guess what? It has overcome them, because greater is he that is in the world than he, I'm sorry, greater is he that's in you than he who is in the world. And then Jesus speaks in 1 John 5:4, he says, "But whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. But this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So, yes, my friend, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I know it might seem dark right now. I know it might seem weary right now. I'm reminded of a story I heard years and years ago where this man was in this park and he saw this little boy. This little boy just running around looking so happy, kept looking up into the sky. And the man comes over to the little boy and says, "Son, what are you doing?" And the boy says, "I'm flying my kite." And the man looks up and he sees no kite. And he says, "Son, how do you know that kite is still up there?" And the little boy looks up at him and looks up in the air. He says, "Because every now and then I feel a little tug and it reminds me that my kite is still up there." And I hope that story encourages you that God is still there. You might not see everything that is going on. You might not understand everything that's going on, but be of good courage, for he is the one that we draw our strength from. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27:14. So in the midst of chaos, we can take comfort, for there is shelter from life's storms. There is shelter from life's storms. Psalm 9:9, the word of God says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." I know there are so many folk right now that are feeling oppressed. I know there are so many folk right now that are feeling weary. I know there are so many people right now, because of everything that's going on, feel kind of out of it, trying like, "Lord, when? But I tell you that Proverbs 3:5-6 is as true today as it was when it was first written. For Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Trust him. He didn't tell us we were going to understand it all, but he told us to trust him. Yes, these are clearly troubling times. So whether you're bogged down with worry about what's going on in the world, or whether you are consumed with your own personal storm, I'm just here to encourage you today. There is shelter during chaos, and this shelter is in the arms of Jesus. All of us will experience some type of storm in our life at one point or another. All of us will. Yes, these are chaotic times. And sometimes you may feel overwhelmed. I know I do at times, with the cares of this world. But didn't God know what would happen? Did he know what would happen way before it happened? That's why he told us in his word to cast our cares upon him. Sometimes we might not know our left from our right, or maybe that's how we feel. Sometimes we might feel like we don't know our heads from our toes. Sometimes we might not even know what day it is because we're so confused in the mind. But he wants us to renew our minds on a daily basis. As Christians, we have everything we need to take shelter during chaotic times, but we have hope. Colossians 1:1 says, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." And how many know sometimes you got to encourage yourself? See, I'm here to encourage you this evening, but I'm not with you all the time. But guess who's with you all the time? Not only is God with you all the time, you are with yourself all the time. And that might sound funny, but sometimes you want to encourage yourself. Just like Psalms 42:5 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" David's speaking to himself, and he's asking himself, "Why are you so burdened? Why are you so cast down? What's going on within you? You've got hope." For the word of God says, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." So I'm here to encourage you that there is indeed shelter during chaotic times, and this shelter is wrapped up in the arms of Jesus. Yes, these are chaotic times, but God is faithful. Psalms 119:89-90 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations." Because he is faithful, I tell you, my friend, he asks that we keep our faith in him. Hebrews tells us that faith, and it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We got to stand firm. We got to hold on to our faith. We don't see the end in sight, but by faith we know it's happening. We know it be there because we trust in God. We don't know everything that's going on, but we know who does know, and we trust in the man who does know. We trust in God. So, yes, even in chaotic times, we got to cling to God's word. God's word is good. God's word is forever settled in heaven. From Genesis to Revelation, he is God. He is God. Psalms 46 chapter in the first and third verse says, God is our refuge and our strength, a tested help in times of trouble. And so we need not fear, even if the world blows up and the mountains crumble in the sea, God is still our refuge and God is still our strength. We may be living in chaotic times, but God is a God of comfort. He's a God of comfort. 2 Corinthians 1st chapter, 3rd and 4th verse says, what a wonderful God we have. He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of every mercy, and the one who so wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and our trials. And why does he do this? So that when others are troubled, needing our sympathy and encouragement, we can pass on to them the same help and comfort God with the comfort that God has given us. So when you comfort, you need to comfort somebody else. When you encourage, my friend, you need to encourage somebody else. When you receive a word of encouragement, you can't keep that word to yourself. You need to encourage somebody else. But yes, we are our brother's keepers. So even though we're living in chaotic times, God is still with us. And God has given us everything we need to withstand during these difficult times. God wants us to put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. And what is this armor we're talking about? Well, we go over to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians 6th chapter, the 10th verse. Last of all, Paul says, I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against all strategies and tricks of Satan. For we're not fighting against people. And I remind you that. We're not fighting. When people you see, when things are said that don't quite line up with, don't line up with God's word, you got to remember to pray for that person because it's not the person. For the word of God says, we're not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but we're fighting against persons without bodies, which is the evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world, and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it's all over, you, my friend, will still be standing up. I hope you got that. So much stuff in the world, so much evil in the world, but there's wickedness in the world through because Satan is here. Satan is just as real today as God is, okay? And he's real, and he's trying everything to divide us. He's trying everything, you know? But the word of God lets us know that we're not fighting against each other. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against those things we can't even see. And how do you fight against something you can't even see? You go to God in prayer. You go to God in prayer, and you put on the whole armor of God, which is your protection, you see. And then you use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it's all over, you'll still be standing. I want you to be still. Rest in him. Rest in him. The 14th verse says, but to do this, you will need a strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. The 15th verse says, wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. 16th verse says, in every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And the 17th verse says, and you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. And what is that sword? The word of God. The word of God. And the word of God wants us to renew our minds daily and be not focused on what's going on around us. Don't be so consumed every hour on what's going on in the news. Focus. Let your mind focus on all those good and perfect gifts that come from God. They're in your inner self. Meditate and focus on God and spend time with God and take your cash of cares to God. Say, God, I can't handle this, and I know you know I can't, but my trust is in you. It's so important to cast your cares upon him. But guess what? He cares for you. I want you to think about that for a minute. Just think about that for a minute. He cares for you. See, I can't be with you. I don't know what you're going through. Your best friend, your closest friend, is not able to be with you always. He or she doesn't know what you're going through. But guess who's always with you? God is. And he said, I will never leave you or I never forsake you. So even if it's the middle of the night and you are feeling overwhelmed with so much stuff, when you're feeling burdened with so much stuff, and tears might wet your pillow, but guess what? You're not alone, my friend. You're not alone. For God is a friend. Jesus is a friend that sticks closer to you than any brothers. And it's he, Jesus, who will wipe those tears away from your eyes, who will whisper to you, I said I would never leave you. I said I would never forsake you. I said I would be with you forever, even to the ends of time. My friend, be encouraged. Be encouraged and know that it's already all right. It's already all right. You see, meditate on scriptures like Psalms 9 and 1. Psalms 9 and 1 says, he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, and God, my God. Sometimes you got to call out to God, my God. Sometimes you might not even know how to pray, and all you got to say is, my God. Because he hears it, because he hears your heart. When you go to God with sincerity and you don't know exactly how to pray, just cry out, my God. My God. And then just give him a shout of hallelujah praise. Tell him how worthy he is. Tell him how awesome he is. Tell him how much you trust in him and lean on him. You might not know everything to say, but God does. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. God, I'm dwelling in you right now. I'm dwelling in you right now. You know, see, I think David knew a little something about seeking shelter from life's storms. But David had gone through some things, you see. So when he wrote the Psalms 91, David knew what he was talking about. Now, while David may have been hiding in caves as shelter, God was his true shelter of protection. For in 1 Samuel 18 and 19, David had to continually seek refuge to get away from King Saul. King Saul was trying to kill David. Three times Saul sent messengers to kill David, but all times God intervened. So in this Psalms 91, David knew something about dwelling in the secret place, and David knew about God's protection. Because of instead of King Saul right now in 2020 in this crazy world, the enemy is trying to kill us by poisoning our minds. We've got to renew our minds through Christ Jesus. Instead of King Saul right now in this upside-down world, the enemy is trying to kill us by trying to get us to focus on the problem instead of the promise keeper. Instead of King Saul right now in this sinful world, the enemy is trying to kill us by trying to rob us of our joy, by trying to deceive us that it's okay, that Jesus is not the only way. Instead of King Saul right now in this confused world, the enemy is trying to kill us by attempting to get us to take a seat back, to take a back seat, to be fearful instead of faithful. Let me say that again. David had the wrestle with King Saul. But who is King Saul in our world today? He's the enemy. And he's trying to get us to take a back seat. He wants us to be fearful instead of faithful. And we know 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but what did he give us? He gave us love and power, and get this, and a sound mind. A sound mind. So it's not King Saul, it's Satan himself. And he uses world situations to distract us. He uses sinful things to distract us. He uses other people to imprison us. But be clear about this, my friend. I want you to be very clear about this, my brother, my sister. The enemy is already defeated. The victory is already yours. If you just trust God, if you just surrender to God and not to the things of this world, if you just remember that God is your shelter in the midst of life's storms. You see, for those of us who have already decided to make Jesus our choice, I want to remind you that this world is not your home, that you're just passing through. And, you know, when you're passing through a place, as you're traveling and you're passing through a certain place, You don't allow the circumstances of that place to overwhelm you because you're reminded that it's only a temporary place that you're just passing through. Now, perhaps you, my friend, are going through your own personal chaos right now. Having to know that people might rise up against you in attempts to discourage you, in attempts to sway you, in attempts to cause you to doubt, my God. But how many know that God would make your enemies your footstool? I am a witness of that. For if you abide in him and let his words abide in you, guess what? You shall ask anything according to his name, and it shall be given unto you. For no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The word of God doesn't say that that weapon is not going to form. But what it says is not going to prosper. It's not going to prosper. So we talk about taking shelter during chaos, casting all your cares upon the Lord, abiding in his holy sanctuary, which is a safe retreat. You see, you may not have all the answers, but God does. You may not understand all these things that happening today, but guess what? God does. God does. And that's why he told us to trust him with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. During chaotic times, we can draw strength from our Father, just like David did when he was running for his life and when he was hiding from King Saul. He drew strength from God. You see, in God, you're always sheltered from life's storms, so you can rest. There is chaos all around us, but be encouraged. We have a place of refuge, an answer against all odds. So when the enemy whispers to you that this is it, when the enemy says defeat is near, draw strength from God's word. Sing of his mercies, new mercies day after day. When the enemy whispers to you and attempts to get you to be down, you can draw strength from just knowing that if God said it, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter what you feel. It doesn't matter what things look like, how bad they look like. God is our defense, and he is our refuge in the time of trouble. You see, when you cast your cares upon him, you can rest in him. We retreat from the cares of this world because we remain confident that although we are in this world, we are not of this world. We remain confident that we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. So in times of trouble, we can take comfort in this. Psalm 62:7 says, "In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." You see, when we put our complete trust in him, knowing, trusting, and believing that all of our needs are met through Christ Jesus, we'll have no problem casting our burdens upon the Lord. But how many know with God all things are possible? That's good news today, my friend. You see, this is the same God of yesterday, same God today, and same God forever. And guess what? He does not change. Because he's God, you've got to remember that he is yet faithful. He's yet faithful. And he's true. That's good news today, amen? That's good news. Since he promises to keep us, since he promises to sustain us, since he promises to always be with us, guess what? We can rest. So I want you to remember this, that you can rest in him. You see, because God shelters us from life's storm, we can have joy. We can have joy. James 1 tells us that in this world we're going to have tribulation. But it encourages us. It encourages us that we can still have joy. You might have been just about to receive your breakthrough, and then you falter. Don't give up, my friend. The light is just coming to focus at the end of the tunnel. It was about to come into focus. It might have been a little dim, but it was there. But then you gave up. You were almost at that finish line, and then you quit. I'm here to encourage somebody somewhere today. There is hope, and our hope is in Jesus. There is shelter through chaos, and that shelter is Jesus. So the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to those who endure. And with Christ, when we rest in him, when we abide in him, when we seek refuge in him, we are sheltered during chaotic times. I'm talking about resting in God, knowing, trusting, and believing that God knows what he's doing, that God sits high and looks low. We see the word of God tells us to trust him. We say that we believe the word of God, but do we really? We say that we trust him, but do you really? We say that we're waiting patiently on him, but are you really patiently waiting? We say we're walking by faith and not by sight, but are you really? What do your actions say? How do you truly respond when your backs are up against the wall? Do you come out swinging, or do you take refuge in the knowledge that the battle is not yours, that it's the Lord's? And guess what? Do you take refuge in the knowledge that God has already fought and already won the battle? He's already won it. We've got to get to that point. You, me, we have got to get that point that his word becomes alive in us. You see, it's not just enough to read about him. We've got to allow his word to take root in us so that we know that we know that we know that God is God and that his promises are yea and amen. Yes, he promised to keep us, and we can rest assured that he will. Since he promised that in our day of trouble, we could call upon him, and he would answer us, Psalms 50 chapter and 15th verse, we can rest in him. Since he promised to restore our souls, Psalms 23, we can rest and abide in him, thanking him for this shelter from life's storms. Since my God promised to set a table before us in the presence of our enemies, we can rest and abide in him, knowing that we are sheltered from life's storms. Since all of it comes to this, my friend, whose report are you going to believe? Do you believe the word of God? That's a simple question. Do you really believe that the Lord is God? That's a simple question. Do you believe that Psalms 100 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God? It is he that has made me and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. If you believe, my friend, that you are God's person, that we are God's people, then he's our daddy. And if you believe that, then won't your dad protect you? He is our protector. So why do we put our trust in man? He's our shepherd. We are his sheep. Why not rest in him? If you believe the word of God, that the Psalm 23 mean anything to you, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Just rest in him. When this scripture becomes alive in you, when it becomes alive in you, we rest in him completely. In order to truly rest in him, we got to trust him totally, completely, without reservation. We've got to trust and depend on him for every situation, regardless of how dim things may look. For I believe that the key to resting in him is seeking refuge in him. Seeking refuge in him. Don't rely on your own intellect. Don't rely on what you think you know. Don't rely on your own mind, for your mind will fool you. Think about that. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust him. Rest in him. Trust him. Rest in him. Rest. He'll be restoration to your soul. Everything that we have is in Jesus. There is nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. Do you realize that it's the same faith you have that enabled you to believe in him for your salvation? The same faith will allow you to trust him in other areas. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? The same God who sustained David during his trials out in the wilderness when he was running from King Saul is the same God that will sustain you today. Are you abiding in the secret place? Are you resting in him? Are you casting all your cares upon him? Are you leaning not to your own understanding? Are you, my friend, fully persuaded that he who promised is faithful? When trials, tribulations, and persecution come, and your time of trouble, does your mind wander off into a place of disbelief and to a place of doubt? Does your mind wander off into a place of uncertainty? Or do you, my friend, take comfort in the one who is the mind regulator, who is the solid rock, who is the Prince of Peace, who is the Prince of Comfort? Do you find other places or things to fill your void? Or do you look to the political leaders to give you peace? Or do you allow the peace of God to rule your heart? I'm talking about peace that he's already provided, for he is the Prince of Peace. In your time of trouble, do you begin to wander into self-pity or fear, not believing in 2 Timothy 1:7 that says God has not given you the spirit of fear? Do you wander over to the enemy's camp? Do you wander over into the enemy's camp, or do you stir up the gift that's within you and remind yourself that the Lord is your refuge and the Lord is your fortress? When will you learn that things will fade away, that people will let you down, that people cannot be your sanctuary, but God? When we are faced with adversity, we oftentimes find our minds in places where we know God is not pleased, and we forget about the scriptures to tell us to let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Think about that. I'm coming to the end of the message, and just want to encourage you that Matthew 6:25 says, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether shall we be clothed? For our Heavenly Father, who knows all about us, who clothes us, he will take care of us. He will take care of us. Don't you worry, man does evil. God got that. God will take care of that. What we need to do is pray. Pray, seek his face. If my people who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven. And then God will heal the land. Then God will heal the land. Just remember, he is faithful. He is faithful. He is the Prince of Peace. And God is faithful. He is faithful. Now, before I close, I just want to, again, just encouraging you to be faithful to God. Be faithful to God. You know, there is so much good news. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. That's good news. That's good news. We can rest and abide in him. That's good news. But perhaps there's someone here that's listening to me, and you don't have the confidence to know that you've already trusted him to be your Savior, that you've already acknowledged that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin. Well, if you're not saved, if you can hear my voice tonight, it's not too late. Right now, wherever you are, if you're still breathing, if you're still listening, it's not too late. If you're not saved, wake up. Wake up right now, my friend. And these turmoil times and these chaotic times that we live in, you need an anchor to hold on to. You need an anchor to hold on to. And trust me, that anchor is not found in man. You need the solid rock. And that solid rock is Jesus. For he is my friend. And he wants to be your friend today. So if you're not saved, know this. God is not slack concerning his promises. For those of us who have trusted him and believed in him and accepted him as our Savior, we believe in his promise of eternal life. Eternal life. For Revelation, the 20th chapter, 14 to 15 verse says, and death and life were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. And the 15th verse says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I don't want that to happen to you, my friend. I don't want that to happen to you. So I appeal to you today. I appeal to you today in the name of Jesus Christ that if you're not saved, if you have not repented of your sins and accepted Jesus into your heart, if you are not 100% sure that if you breathe your last breath right now, where you will spend eternity, listen very closely. Nobody can save you except Jesus. Trust him today. There is only one way to God, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. I don't care what others might tell you. I don't care what you've heard. There is only one way to God, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. For John 14th chapter, in the 6th verse, Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts the 4th chapter, in the 12th verse says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So I'm going to ask you, are you saved? Are you born again? Have you made the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord? This is the most major decision you'll ever make in your entire life. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 3:10 says, admit that you are a sinner. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. You need to be willing to repent. That's to turn from your sin. You need to believe that Jesus Christ died for you, that Jesus was buried, and that Jesus rose from the dead. For Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart Man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then through prayer, invite Jesus to come into your life, to become your personal Savior. For Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So my friend, I won't leave you hanging there. I won't leave you hanging there. This is a simple prayer that you can pray, and you can repeat after me right now, sincerely from your heart. If you have not made this confession, you can repeat this right now, right now. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood and died on the cross for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I now invite Christ to come into my heart and come into my life as my personal Savior. My friend, if you truly trust to God just now as your personal Savior, then guess what? You have become my brother or my sister, and you have just begun a wonderful new life in him. Amen. And guess what? The Word of God says the angels in heaven rejoice when one soul comes crying out to him. One soul. So if you did that, the angels are rejoicing right now, and I'm rejoicing along with them right now, for you will have eternal life with Christ Jesus. Now read your Bible every day to get to know Jesus better. Talk to God in prayer. Talk to him in prayer. And then get baptized and worship and fellowship and serve other Christians in a local church where Christ is preached. And the Bible is the final authority. And then guess what? Don't be selfish. Encourage somebody else. Tell somebody else this good news. Share the good news with someone else. Tell them about your salvation. Tell them about your new life in Christ. Tell others about Jesus Christ. As I end, I want to end as I started. I just want to encourage you to know that you are not alone. To encourage you to know that the battle is not yours. It's God's. And he's already won it. To encourage you, my friend, to cast all your cares upon Jesus, for he cares for you. To encourage you to keep on keeping on. To keep on keeping on. Because there's shelter during chaos. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He will never, never, never suffer thy righteous to be moved. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Whether it may be a storm brewing on the outside, you shall have peace on the inside. There's peace that surpasses all understanding. I hope these have been some words of encouragement to you today. I hope that has lightened you. I hope it has enlightened you. I hope it has encouraged you. I hope it has given you just a new opportunity to know, to trust, and believe, and to praise him for all things. So as we go to God in prayer, I will be praying for you. I will continue to pray for you to trust in him, to believe in him, to be encouraged, for there is good news, and this good news is in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for your word that's gone forth, Lord God. But I believe, according to your word, Lord God, by faith, that your word, Lord God, has reached the depth of somebody's soul right now. I believe, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, has convicted someone, Lord God. I believe, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, has prepared someone, Lord God, to keep on keeping on, has encouraged somebody, Lord God, that is already all right. Your word, Lord God, not my word, but your word, Lord God, has gone forth, Lord God. And as you said in your word, Lord God, it has accomplished that which you have purposed it to accomplish. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, and I ask you, Lord God, to bless each one that has listened to this word tonight, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, and keep them as I know you will, Father. Encourage them, Lord God, as I know you will, Lord God. And let them know, Lord God, that you, Father, are still God. That you, Father, are still God, Lord God. And without you, Father, there is none other. And Jesus Christ, we pray. We count it all done right now in Jesus' name. Go in peace, my friend, knowing, trusting, and believing that God got you back. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Van, with an awesome word. Amen. On his abounding grace, shelter during chaos is definitely a word for the season and the time to be living. Amen. Again, I want to encourage you to share this word, amen, through your social media site, different social media sites. Amen. You'll be able to listen to this probably in about another 10 or 15 minutes in this entirely and everything. We're going to continue to share it. I pray that you have a blessed afternoon. And thank you. You have been listening to His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Have a blessed day and a blessed afternoon. God bless. Thank you, Minister Williams.
God bless you. Amen.